This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of people in the hospital with COVID-19 rose this week to 128, the first increase in 5 weeks. That number is fairly low, but this winter's figures show the virus can still be lethal. In January, the state recorded 100 COVID deaths. The state health department says vaccinations make it far less likely that people would die or be hospitalized with COVID. 4 rural counties are teaming up to ease stigma and urge recovery from addiction. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The bilingual campaign from Chaffee, Custer, Fremont, and Park counties is funded by millions in opioid settlement funds the state is getting from drug makers and distributors. Dustin Paquette from Canyon City is featured in the ads. He struggled with meth earlier in his life, but has been in recovery for 7 years. He's now a peer recovery support specialist.
If you get involved in treatment, it is a judgment-free zone. Nobody here is going to shame you, blame you, or guilt you for the choices you've made in your past.
The campaign features 4 Coloradans who are in recovery from substance use disorder. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Denver Zoo is helping launch new international conservation programs in Southeast Asia. CPR's Paolo Jalsita has more.
The zoo will help local nonprofits in Laos and Indonesia open research and conservation facilities. The zoo's efforts will help fight against illegal poaching operations and advance research about endangered species. Chief Conservation Officer Brian Acone says the zoo isn't expecting to bring animals in from the regions they're working in.
The goal is to support and continue to have, you know, strong wild populations of the species that exist in these ecosystems. And support the work that makes that happen.
2024 has proven to be a monumental year for the zoo. It will use the land to expand its animal care and conservation breeding efforts. I'm Paolo Jalsita, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.